Hello, this is a message of hope and of healing. It's now been 35 and a half weeks since we found that Josie had rectal cancer. And I asked myself, what do I know? I know that recently I was with my granddaughter, Evie. She's 3 3/4 now. She'll be 4 in July. And I was debating something or struggling with something, and Evie said these words to me. Evie said, "The braver you are, the better it gets." I will not soon be forgetting that. The braver you are, the better it gets. What that means and what that meant to me was very powerful. Not that we won't go through storms, not that we won't face challenges in our lives. We all do, and maybe you have one that you have going on right now. But think of what bravery is. It's not going through something alone. Bravery, to me, is a conviction of your beliefs in times that are tough, a conviction of your faith when it's not always easy. I read a book years back called Tough Times Never Last, But Tough People Do by Robert Schuller. And I thought, what a catchy title. But I think maybe a better title is Tough Times Never Last, But God's Blessings Do. As we go through tough times, we need to see all that God is giving us. We need to be brave in order to receive the gifts. We need to stand in our convictions, have our eyes and our hearts open to what God is giving us. Through a tough time, I often wonder, did I see what God was giving me during that time? There were blessings, I promise you. Were you changed? Did we just come through this with our head down and tough it through, but not see the gifts? Come through it unchanged. Maybe even less than, maybe bitter. In Matthew 7:7, it is written, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." When I think about bravery now, and I've been thinking about it a lot since Evie told me what she said, it's written that in Ephesians 6:10-11, "Finally be strong with the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil, the devil's schemes." I'm going to read it one more time because I don't think I did justice to that. "Finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." Amen. And what is the armor of God? Let's read a little bit about that. First, you put on the belt of truth. You buckle around your waist the foundation of truth, because it's the truth of God, that God is real, that God is with you, that God is here and has given his son for you. That unconditional love is yours for the asking. Buckle on the foundation of truth. Start with that. Then put on the breastplate of righteousness. What is in your heart? What do you dwell on? What are you focusing on? What is that that God would have you see as you go into battle? What is that of your heart? Place on this breastplate. Place on this armor of righteousness. And then what's on your feet? What's your shoes? That is the gospel of peace. That is what God gives us. That is what he allows us to have and to go through a storm with, his words offering us a comfort that is beyond understanding. Put on that. Be ready. Those are your shoes. And then your shield. What will you hold in front of you? What will you hold in front of the breastplate? What will you hold out there that will take those arrows that are coming at you? That's the shield of faith. It is your faith in tough times that makes you brave. That is standing strong in your convictions. It's very easy to stand strong when no one is challenging you, when nothing is coming against you. But in the storm, hold up your shield of faith. And then place on your head the helmet of salvation. Place that on. That is the mind, the spirit, what you are seeing, what you are thinking. Put on the helmet of salvation. And then what is next is the sword of the Spirit. It's the Word of God. That's what the sword of the Spirit is. It's God's word that you can take comfort in, that you can be strong in, that you can stand in the word of God. That's the sword of the Spirit, the power of God's word. And with all this, crown it all, cover all of you, just pour over all of this, all of the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness and the feet of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. Cover all of it in the power of prayer. Through prayer is power and is perseverance. Would you walk into a storm? Would you walk into a cold, frozen time and not dress for what was ahead? Not dress for the storm or not dress for the cold? You would never do that. You would say to yourself or you would say to your child, you're not dressed for what's ahead. Cover yourself. Cover yourself with all that God has for you. The protection is yours. You just need to ask. If you go into a storm uncovered, unaided, I promise you, you will become undone. As Evie says, the braver you are, the better it gets. Be brave. You're a child of God. And remember, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Let us pray. Dear God, our Father who art in heaven, we thank you. We thank you for giving us the protection. We thank you for giving us what we need to go into battle, to go through the tough times, to be remade, not to remain unchanged, but to be more of what you've created us to be more fully fleshed out in the image you've given us. We're thankful. We are thankful that we don't go unaided, that we don't go unhelped into these tough times, into these storms, but we go with everything you've given us. How can two people walk through the same storm so differently? One is fully covered and protected and strengthened. That is what will not only get you through the storm, but make you rise as you go through the storm, rise above your circumstance. Lord, we are thankful. It is with a thankful heart that I pray today for all of the people who will hear these words, who are going through storms, who will now put on what you are giving them, put on the protection in knowing you, in loving you, in calling you in. We are shielded, we are protected, we are comforted, we are buffeted from the storms. And we give you praise and we worship you this day, Lord. And it's in the name of your Son that we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen.